and a good morning. I'm Dave Lewis, in for Brandon Peoples this morning. Seems like everybody's in for Brandon Peoples today. It's KMAN's In Focus. We have two segments to the program. The latter half, we'll be speaking with a few guests on behalf of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition. Get us geared up for the Veterans Day activities that are happening in and around Manhattan coming up on Wednesday. And then our first segment features Dr. Brad Crower with Kansas State Vet Med. Dr. Crower, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Certainly. Let's bring our listeners up to date about Dr. Brad Crower. Tell us about yourself.
Sure. I am on faculty here at Kansas State in the Veterinary College. I oversee the shelter medicine program. So I came on board a little over 5 years ago to start the shelter medicine program here at K-State. We're one of a handful of veterinary colleges that have a focused shelter medicine program. It is a specialty in veterinary medicine. It's a board certified specialty in vet med. We've been up and running for just over 5 years. The primary focus of our program is outreach. We provide free spay neuter services to regional animal shelters. We do medical oversight on those on site at those shelters as well. And that was a program that I came on board 6 years ago and put in place, and we're pretty proud of that. We currently have two faculty members and an intern. We are the most popular, highest-rated rotation for fourth-year students at the Veterinary College. So pretty proud of what we do.
This is something that also you're teaming up with the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter in Manhattan, and that's been a fairly new development, hasn't it?
Correct, yeah. Our local shelter was one of the first shelters I contacted when I was looking for partner shelters 5 years ago. They had a really quality relationship with contract veterinarians, and that worked out really well for them at that time, which we respected. We still had a really good relationship and would dip in there on occasion when they needed our help. A couple years ago, due to leadership change, the city reached out to me and said, hey, what would it look like if we had K-State coming in here and helped us out on the medical side, on the surgery side, and operated as kind of like a best practice advisor for shelter management. And we kind of did a dance for a year and a half, 2 years before we got an agreement in place. And we've been in place for about a year, and we provide all the surgical services, medical oversight for everything that comes through the T. Russell shelter. It's allowed us to have a nice venue for our intern to get really on the ground experience. And the goal is to continue to raise the bar at T. Russell and make it a model shelter for a, you know, relatively small town municipal shelter, and to be a focal point for shelters across the country to look and say, all right, what, you know, how do they get that done in Manhattan? And I think we're on our way there. We're really proud of our relationship there. We put in a surgery suite. We've really increased really the level of care, and I think it's something that the city of Manhattan should be proud of. I think the people of Manhattan should be proud of kind of the transition and the direction that our local shelter's headed.
This is really a win-win for not only K-State and the animal shelter, but also for the intern that's involved.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a situation where certainly we have a venue for us to have our students drop in there. Our fourth-year students are in there performing like doctors. Our intern is on-site, dedicated 2 days a week, oftentimes 3 days, and is on call to be able to take triage questions as things come in. And we view it as also what we're looking to expand is a vertical integration, be able to bring not just our fourth-year veterinary students, but our underclass veterinary students in there to get some hands-on intake exam experience, vaccination, those type of things that they wouldn't get otherwise. Right now, some of those plans are a little bit on hold because, like Brandon knows, COVID sometimes sidetracks what our current plans are. But we view that next year to be able to have really underclassmen, our fourth-year students, and our intern utilizing that T. Russell opportunity and experience, and certainly the shelter benefits from kind of having all of our professional experience on the ground.
How many other shelters are you working with?
Yeah, we have about 24 other organizations that we partner with across the state, usually within about a two-hour drive. I would say there's, out of those 24 partner shelters, there's maybe a dozen that we serve on a regular scheduled basis, either weekly, biweekly, or monthly. And then the other partners are more on an on-call type of a basis. So I'm very proud of the reach and the impact our program has in the region to really help raise the bar for these unwanted pets, help raise the bar for these shelters to be able to provide them a resource to provide better care that they wouldn't otherwise be able to provide given their situation with limited resources.
Are all the other shelters that are working with you in the state of Kansas?
We do have a couple of shelter partners outside of Kansas. We have a really nice partner in Beatrice, Nebraska. That would be the only one that we formally take care of on a regular basis. And right now we're not going there because of COVID. Interstate travel seems like maybe not a good idea right now. So we definitely have adjusted our schedule a little bit given the pandemic situation. But I would say really a majority of our shelter partners are here in the state, and usually within about a two-hour drive. We are utilized as a consult throughout the state. So oftentimes we deploy our intern to go visit shelters that maybe are on our surgery partner shelters or our medical partner shelters, but we're utilized as a professional level consult. So we'll deploy our intern to say Wichita or Garden City to look at shelters that may be having disease outbreak issues or management issues, and make some recommendations on how they can improve or suggestions on how they can prevent some disease. So we're also a resource of information outside of just what we're doing on the ground at some of these shelters.
We're speaking today with Dr. Brad Crower. He's with K-State Veterinary Medicine and about the K-State Shelter Med Program. And let's talk a little bit about some of the services that you provide and maybe specifically here in Manhattan at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter.
Yeah, specifically, surgery has been a big one. It's a major expense. When we look at what's considered the norm and expected from animal shelters and animals being adopted out of shelters, whether it's a municipal shelter like T. Russell or whether it's a nonprofit, it's expected that animals that are getting adopted have been altered. And that requires veterinary intervention. Really, veterinarians are the only one that can do those surgeries. And so it can be a major expense for shelters to get those accomplished. And generally not a huge moneymaker for local veterinarians. So that we're able to step into T. Russell, be able to have students do those surgeries and get the experience and be able to save the shelter and city of Manhattan those dollars, I think, is really beneficial. So surgery is a big piece. Medicine is the other piece. We're doing all medical triage. So anything that comes in with a health issue, we're able to address that, come up with a diagnostic plan, a therapeutic plan. And the idea is to be able to let any adopter know what we've found and be very transparent on what's coming through those shelters. So that's pretty exciting for the animals. Certainly the other piece is working with the management, saying, all right, how do we get protocols in place to minimize disease outbreak? How do we get processes in place to try and facilitate and move things through to ultimately save more lives and provide more humane care?
Do you provide a large share, if not all, of the, say, for instance, neutering that's done at the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter?
Correct. I would say there may be the occasional dog that we utilize contract veterinarians for, but I would say 95% of spay neuter is done through us. We're also, my intern is doing higher level procedures that otherwise maybe wouldn't be getting done, things like laceration repair, mass removal. We've done some dentals. Our bread and butter is spay neuter because that needs to be done on anything coming through the shelter. But if an animal has additional needs that are reasonable in a shelter setting to be able to provide, and certainly when we have traumatic injuries, broken bones, those type of things. We're addressing those on site as well.
Okay. We're speaking with Dr. Brad Crower. He's with Kansas State University Vet Med and the Shelter Med Program. And Dr. Crower, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll learn more about the program and the outreach services that you provide. Okay?
Sounds good.
It's KMAN's In Focus. I'm Dave Lewis in for Brandon Peoples, latter half of the hour. We'll have folks from the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition to join us after our next segment featuring Dr. Crower on KMAN.